Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Changa, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
All is well. I can't complain.
All is well indeed. I do hope that your day was well spent.
Yeah, I had a good one. I really had a good one.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we all have a special talent, you know, that we found to be useful. Mm-hmm. For some of us, it may be a musical skill or athletic prowess. For others, it might be a good eye for logistics or a neck for understanding other people's feelings. Our talents come in a thousand different shapes and sizes. Now, God has endowed us with the talents that we have, and He often calls us to use those talents for the good of others, with the Holy Spirit as our guide. And I think that's the foundation to our discussion this afternoon. But Pastor, before we delve into it, what are spiritual gifts?
Okay. Yeah, maybe from the terminology, spiritual gifts. I don't know, I'm experiencing some echo from this side. Is everything okay?
It is okay this side. No echo is found.
That's all right.
I'm not picking up any echo.
Maybe from the name spiritual gift. If it's spiritual, it means it's spiritual. What do I mean by it being spiritual? A spiritual gift are special abilities or capacities given by the Holy Spirit to believers.
Yes.
Yeah, so these are things that are given by the Holy Spirit to believers. If they are given by the Holy Spirit, then it should be the Spirit that reveals them to us. And also, there is an aspect of the intendence of these spiritual gifts. If there are spiritual gifts given by the Holy Spirit, it means they have a spiritual role to play. If we read 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 1, it reads from the NIV, "Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed." Then when you get to verse 4, it now says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them." So here the Bible is saying the spiritual gifts, there are actually abilities that are given by the Holy Spirit. And these spiritual gifts, they are given in different kinds, but by the same Spirit. Uh-huh. So that's the aspect of spiritual gifts there.
Now, are spiritual gifts the same as talents? I know it's an age-old question.
Yeah, spiritual gifts and talents. Maybe from the terminology or from the definition, spiritual gifts is a divine quality given by God. And also, we need to take into consideration that talents as well are given by God. And you also, of course, you do have an aspect of you developing the talent, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are developing it because you didn't have the talent, or you were not given the talent by God, but you were given by God. You are now developing or perfecting that talent. So to me, they are both given by God. Unfortunately, unconverted people don't recognize that their talents were given to them by God. So the difference between spiritual gifts and talents, it has to do with how these two are being used.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think spiritual gifts and talents, we mean that these two, they differ on how they are. And they are being used,
mm-hmm.
but spiritual gifts are not to be used, or they are not used for self, but they are actually used for edification of the church, not for personal glory, but for God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference, it has to do on who is being glorified,
mm-hmm.
with whether the gift or the talent is the
yeah.
moment that you see
mm-hmm.
that the one who is being glorified, or if the glory is coming to you, then it's no longer the aspect of edification
mm-hmm.
of the church or humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose of these, of the gifts, of the spiritual gifts, it has to do with us edifying the church, or building or growing the church. Then, for example, suppose we do have a singer, somebody who does have a talent of music, is talented in music, and then he comes to church. If he comes to church, and then he now uses that talent to edify the church or to build the church through music. So the talent now overlaps to become a spiritual gift.
Mm.
Why overlapping to become a spiritual gift? Because it's now edifying the church. And to me, I believe that when God gave each one of us a talent, it wasn't meant to be something that is only for us.
Mm.
It is meant also for the glory of God, or to edify people, to bring people closer to God.
Mm.
But whenever you see that your talent is now taking people away from God, now it becomes a problem, and there is need for somebody to be converted so that he or she starts to use the talent for the glorification of God himself.
Mm. Yeah. Now, is it possible for is it possible to confuse one's spiritual gifts with one's profession? You know, for example, can a doctor or nurse claim to have the gift of healing?
Okay. That's an interesting one.
Mm.
Yeah. Of course. Yes. A doctor or nurse can claim to have a spiritual gift of healing.
Mm.
But it is essential to understand the context. Because the moment we say medical healing, it has to do with training. Doctors and nurses, they're actually trained professionals who use their medical knowledge, skills, and treatments to heal patients. In other words, their work is grounded in some science and evidence-based practices. But when now we are talking of healing as a spiritual gift, it is something that is now spiritual. So when we read 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, it reads, "To another faith by the same Spirit, mm-hmm. to another the gift of healing by that one Spirit."
Mm-hmm.
So here, this one, the spiritual healing, it is something that is coming from the Spirit or from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when we call it a spiritual gift, it means it's not coming from training or from skills and knowledge that have been acquired by something else. But this one is coming from God in himself. So here, it actually involves praying for the sick, for the one not feeling well. And when you read also James 5, it has to do with anointing of the sick, probably even the aspect of laying hands on mm-hmm. somebody who is sick, or you get it. This type mm-hmm. of healing is often seen as supernatural or miraculous. That's the aspect of spiritual healing here. Now, where is the intersection of a medical doctor or a nurse calling himself a spiritual healer? Some doctors, I've seen doctors who actually says, I can't continue with this one before or let's pray before we continue. So it means this doctor is now taking prayer as a priority, or is now saying, I believe if I pray for you, you'll be okay. So we have doctors and nurses who pray for the patients and giving healing, comfort or strength, usually privately. Of course, with patients' consent, we do have those doctors. Actually, I have a doctor this other day, I think a month ago, we're in July, right? Yes, in June. He actually say, before we do this operation, let's pray. And we prayed. After he finished praying, he said, you can return home. Then come after 3 days. When we got there, he was like, I think he's fine. I've done the test. He's fine. Thank God. God answered our prayers. So the operation that was supposed to take place, it didn't take place because we had prayed. So there are some doctors who do believe in the aspect of prayer. And when they pray, things do happen. Wow. So when they now use the prayer, we call them some people. We call them people with spiritual, with the gift of healing, spiritual healing. Not the other way around of medicines and other things. So a doctor, a qualified doctor, may overlap as well to have the spiritual gift. Not necessarily mean the qualification or the knowledge he might be using qualifies him or her as somebody with a spiritual gift, but he might be someone who is qualified and also someone at the same time with the spiritual gift of healing.
Now, before I let you go, Pastor, is there an instance or are there instances where someone was having a great talent, you know, and this talent later on in life becomes a spiritual gift, or maybe the two just don't meet?
It's very, very possible for someone with a talent or natural talent, which may end up becoming a spiritual gift. Like, for example, let's take this example of a talent of in music. Suppose we just take somebody who is so talented in music. This side in Zim, we do have somebody by the name Ja Prezzer. He's a well-known artist. He's so talented in his music, and he sings with passion. If that individual gets converted and is now in church and he continues singing, but now the music is no longer the secular, but is now praising or giving glory to people or edifying people with the gospel, with some messages. Because remember, the purpose of spiritual gift, it has to do with building the church and also communicating the gospel. So if he's now communicating the gospel through his music, what it means now, it means the talent is now being used for the edification of the church. So it's no longer just an ordinary talent, but it's now something that is a spiritual gift, as it is now uplifting people spiritually or edifying or connecting them to their God. So it is very possible for a natural talent to be turned to become a spiritual gift.
All right, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. Indeed, it is always a pleasure to speak to you. And we're going to be talking to you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much for this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings too.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.